Greetings, this is the Great One himself, Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com. Email me at God, dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com. Hanging out today, doing a bunch of stuff. I figured, hey, why not do some more stuff? Because I have way too much free time or something. So I'm going to record this right now, right here. Yes. I got a comment on the website a while back from somebody. What was this guy's name? Where the hell did this go? Rob. Rob left a comment. And I read this. And so, okay. So, I'm not sure if Rob is trolling or if this is genuine inquiry. So, I'm going to deviate from the norm a little bit. And instead of just calling Rob a fucking idiot and talking about how his DNA is flawed, I'm going to pretend that this is, well, I shouldn't say that, let me put it this way. I'm going to try to act in a slightly more civilized manner and just use reasoning instead of using reasoning and calling people names. So this is going to be a little different for me. We'll see how this goes. And by the way, for you attention whores out there, just because I'm responding to this, don't assume that this means every comment is going to get a response, because they don't. I have shit to do, and I don't have time to deal with trolling. So Rob left this comment on the Cynical Libertarian quiz, which, just out of a understanding of history, I actually wrote this a good 9 years ago, back when I first started this, back when I was actually, as I've said before, more of a right-wing minarchist than an anarcho-capitalist, as I am now. And recently I looked at the quiz, and oddly enough, I didn't feel any need to update it. I think it's still actually pretty accurate. Maybe one day I'll tweak it a little bit, but I think for the most part it's good. So anyhow, his response was this. Quote, "The first question's scoring seems fucked up to me. Do you really feel that the libertarian view is contrary to the first response to number one? Yes, that's how a liberal might answer that question, but their reasoning would be completely in line with libertarian thinking. I think you even wrote it yourself. Quote, you are convinced that people are smart enough to make their own choices in life regarding right and wrong, unquote, equals, quote, the government should not tell a woman what to do with her body, unquote. And the two quotes were taken from the quiz. The first one about convince people are smart enough, that's from the answers. And the second one about telling women to do, that's from the question. So let me put this in context. Let's read the question and the options. So the first question is abortion. Gotta love it. Might as well get it out of the way. That's the question, such as it is. Technically, it's not really a question. It's a statement. Yes, I get that for those of you out there. All right, A, answer number A. Abortion is a woman's right. The government should not tell a woman what to do with her body. Now notice that when he was quoting me, he left out the previous sentence about abortion is a woman's right, but that's okay. All right, B, answer B is a complicated subject which requires much more thought and does not present clear issue of black and white. Now, if I proofread, it would say either present a clear issue, or it would read does not present clear, well, no, issues would not be incorrect. So yes, if I actually fucking proofread my own website, the answer would say present a clear issue of black and white. However, proofreading is apparently beyond my skills. All right, C, abortion is the murder of an innocent human being. Answer D, abortion is the wrong question. Before we decide if abortion is murder or not, we have to decide exactly what constitutes a, quote, open quote, human being, close quote. I'm going back to the comment. I didn't fall asleep. I was proofreading my website. That's why I was so quiet, looking at all the typos. All right. Here's the thing. Let's go through this. First question scoring seems fucked up to me. Okay, that's sort of that has no truth value. I could say that the sun seems purple to me. You can neither deny nor verify that. It's just sort of an opinionated thing that has no truth value, because I could claim the sun seems purple to me, even though it doesn't. Or maybe the sun does seem purple to me, but that doesn't mean the sun is purple. So there's no truth value to that. So, okay, great, you have an opinion. Thank you for coming. Do you really feel the libertarian view is contrary to the first response, number one? So the first response, number one, is that the government should not tell a woman what to do with her body because she has a right to it. Now, yes. Essentially, yes. Yes, I do. The answer, if your answer to abortion is, quote, abortion, this is my answer, this is answer number A. If I say to you, abortion, okay, and you say to me, quote, abortion is a woman's right, the government should not tell a woman what to do with her body, unquote. Yes, this is contrary to libertarian and anarcho-capitalist way of thinking. I'm going to now explain how. This is contrary on two levels. Here's the first level. I think this is the easiest and simplest one, so we'll get this one out of the way. Abortion is a woman's right. Okay, first of all, to say it's a woman's right means that women have rights. This means that rights exist. There are no such thing as rights. The only rights you have are the rights you can keep. Okay, you have a right to property as long as you can defend the property. You have a right to life as long as you can defend it, but only in that sense. The idea of when somebody says abortion is a woman's right, they mean this, and you can say that what I'm saying isn't true, but it is, and you know it is. When somebody says the phrase abortion is a woman's right, they mean the woman has a right to an abortion because of the government, because Roe versus Wade said so, and because of the government. To say that a woman has a right to an abortion because of Roe versus Wade is to say that the woman is the property of the government. It's to say that she has a right to an abortion because the government allows her to have a right to an abortion. Now, if you believe that you can get an abortion because the government allows you to and has given you permission because seven guys wearing black dresses said so, yes. That is contrary to, not just to libertarian thought, that's contrary to thinking. If that's how you arrive at that, you're not thinking. You're parroting what you've heard on television. The same thing goes with the next one. The government should not tell a woman what to do with her body. This quiz may have typos in it, because I can't proofread, but these phrases were actually chosen very fucking specifically. If you have ever opened your fucking mouth in your life and said the words, quote, the government should not tell a woman what to do with her body, unquote, you are parroting the government. You are repeating what you've been told to say. Does this contradict libertarian thought? Yes. The government, well, anarcho-capitalist thought says there should be no government. In order for you to have a phrase in which you say the government should not tell a woman what to do with her body, you're implying there should be a government. That's contrary to libertarian thought. You're also implying that since the government should not tell a woman what to do with her body, well, okay, so you shouldn't tell a woman what to do with her body. That implies there are things the government can tell the woman. So yes, a government which can tell a woman things is contrary to libertarian thought. This is pretty fucking simple. And like I said, I'm trying to approach this not from razzing on the guy and calling him names, but maybe these are honest questions. Maybe he's genuinely trying to learn here. And so this is a learning opportunity for him and for you. Okay, this right here is what thinking looks like. This is what thinking sounds like. So when somebody says to you the government should not tell a woman what to do with her body, they're saying there should be a government, and they're saying there are legitimate things the government should be able to tell a woman, just shouldn't be able to tell her what to do with her body. Yes, that's contrary to libertarian thought, and it's contrary to thinking. Now, the other level on which this is just wrong and useless is with any truth statement, let's go with truth statements, there's two ways to arrive at it. Okay, let's say that the Dallas Cowboys are playing against the Miami Dolphins. And the Dallas Cowboys win the game. Okay, so that's a truth statement. The Dallas Cowboys won the game. You can support the fact that the Dallas Cowboys won the game by saying the Dallas Cowboys moved the ball across the goal line three times while the Dolphins only moved the ball across the goal line two times. And you could say the Dallas Cowboys ran more yards. You can do these, right? You could look at what actually happened and you can use logical, valid reasons to explain why you have an outcome of the Dallas Cowboys were victorious over the Miami Dolphins. Or you could say the Cowboys won the game against the Dolphins, and somebody could say, why? And you could say, well, the Cowboys won because Venus was on the horizon and Aries was moving through Virgo and the elephant in my backyard farted out green smoke, which I then inhaled and blew out my ass in the form of gold glitter dust. And the gold glitter dust drifted down to Miami where the game was being played and sprinkled down on the Cowboys players and imbued them with magical powers and allowed them to defeat the Miami Dolphins. Now, in both of those cases, both of those individuals accurately are reflecting the fact that the Dallas Cowboys won the game. However, the person who believes that he farted magic glitter dust, well, that's not why they won, and that person is living in a fucking fantasy world, and that person's an idiot. So for the moment, I mean, let's say that a woman can get an abortion if she wants to is the right answer. Okay, let's say that's the truth value. If you believe a woman can get an abortion because seven old guys wearing black dresses gave her permission, you're still just as wrong as the person who says any woman who gets an abortion should be raped by multiple men and then hung upside down and forced to eat her own shit. Right? I mean, you're just as wrong as that. Just because you've arrived at what may be the correct conclusion, the fact that you got there by really sick, twisted, convoluted ways that don't have any logical reasoning behind them, that doesn't make you right. You know, as the saying goes, a stopped clock is right two times a day. And up until this point, everything's good, but he didn't stop there. He adds one more short paragraph. His next line is, quote, and by he I mean Rob, the person leaving the comment. Make sure I'm being clear about what the fuck I'm talking about here. So did we get that? That to say the government should not impinge a woman's right to get an abortion, that means you believe there's a government and there's a things the government can prevent women from doing. And then just because you've reached the correct conclusion, I mean, if I flip a coin and I say it's going to come up heads and it comes up heads, and you say, how did you do that? I say, well, I just guessed. Okay, but if I flip a coin and it comes up heads and you say, how did you? And I say, well, God told me it was going to be heads. I mean, in both cases, you got the right conclusion. In the first one where you say, I just guessed, I knew I had a 50-50 chance, that's intellectual honesty. In the second example where you say, well, God told me it was going to come up heads, I mean, that's just insanity. If you're hearing voices in your head, then you should run for president. Okay, so the way in which you arrive at a conclusion, I'm knocking stuff off the desk. It's the old saying you've all heard. It's not the destination, it's the journey. It's the same thing with philosophy. It's not, that you concluded, you know, whatever. It's not concluding that Jews shouldn't be put in concentration camps because it's illegal to do so. Because if that's why you think Jews shouldn't be gassed, well, when the government makes it legal to gas Jews, you're going to do it, right? This is the whole problem I have with religion. Why, according to religious people, they say, thou shalt not kill. Well, why are you not going to kill? Well, because God said so. So what you're saying is, if God says it's okay to kill people, then you're going to go do it, right? This is not the presence of morality. I've said this in a gazillion podcasts before this. This is not the presence of morality. This is a lack of morality. If you're only not killing people because God said not to kill people, you don't have morals. You're just being an obedient little fucking tool. So how you arrive at the conclusion is more important than the fucking conclusion you arrive at. And I know that's counterintuitive, but again, this is because this is called thinking. And I understand, again, yeah, I didn't fucking pop out of my mother's womb as an anarcho-capitalist. I used to say stupid shit just like this, okay? Shit about how, you know, a government shouldn't tell a woman what to do with her body. I mean, shit like that used to come out of my mouth. I used to be that fucking stupid, okay? I understand. It's easy to be stupid. It's really fucking easy to be stupid. I know, I've been there. His final closing statement is this. By he, I mean Rob, the person who asked the question. Quote, "Until men start giving birth, the issue is about women's bodies. But in general, the libertarian view is that the government should not tell anyone what to do with their body." Unquote. Again, no, it's not. The libertarian view is not that the government should not tell anybody what to do with their body. The libertarian view is that there should be no government. Okay? This illustrates that Rob doesn't actually know very much about libertarianism. And that's why, again, I don't know if he's trolling or if he's asking sincere questions. And that's why I'm trying to explain this. Okay? So, Rob, that's not the libertarian view. The libertarian view is that there should be no government. And this is a fucking important distinction. And if you don't think it's an important distinction, I invite you to go watch some more Stefan Molyneux videos, and I invite you to listen to some episodes of Bad Quaker. Because it is. It's a really fucking important distinction. And until you understand this, you're not going to make the leap from being a feminist, and it sounds from your comments here like you are a feminist, to being an anarcho-capitalist, if that's your goal. And maybe you don't want to be an ANCAP, and that's fine. You don't have to be. Now, let's look at the most offensive part of this thing. Until men start giving birth, the issue is about women's bodies. Oh, yes. Yes, the need to exclude people. Yes, okay, until men start giving birth, the issue is about women's bodies. Well, there are so many responses to this. I wrote a few of them down. We'll see how we do here. Let me ad-lib some first. So, because men don't give birth, the issue is only about women's bodies. Great. Okay. As long as men don't actually have to pay child support for these kids, or hell, if the men are married, as long as the men don't have to pay money for the children, then children, child birthing and women's bodies, it's none of their business either. What about this? What about this one? So, until men start giving birth, it's about women's bodies. Well, so, until you start doing drugs, then isn't drug legalization or drug control or drug whatever only about drug users' bodies? What about this one? So, until you're gay, isn't gay sex only about gay people's bodies? So, until you're a polygamist, isn't polygamy only about a polygamist's body? What about this one? Unless you're a rapist, isn't rape only about the rapist's body? Until you're a child molester, isn't child molesting only about the child molester's body? Yeah, this is the kind of shit that would have come out of my mouth 5 years ago when I was stupid. Until men start giving birth, the issue is about women's bodies. I mean, that sounds really enlightened. And it sounds really smart. And it sounds really compassionate. But no. The issue quote unquote, and we never really know what the issue is either. The, you know, until men start giving birth, the issue is about women's bodies. Well, what issue exactly are we talking about? I mean, there's, at some level, there's a truth value here, right? Abortion either is murder or it isn't. And, you know, the idea that 49% of the population should be excluded from the conversation because they don't have vaginas. And so what about women who are infertile? What about transsexuals who used to be men but become female and have a vagina but can't give birth? I mean, you know, did they, so is it only, and what about women who are past childbearing age? Right? I understand, again, this need to take moral issues and segregate them out so that certain parts of society aren't allowed to talk about them. But no, I mean, if it's truly a moral issue, and there aren't that many moral issues, you've got rape, you've got incest, you've got child molesting, you got child beating, you got murder, you've got abortion, you've got theft, you've got arson. I mean, for the most part, those are really the only truly moral quandaries. And again, they're not even really quandaries. It should be fairly fucking clear to anybody with a brain which side of those you need to come down on. But those are really the only true moral, you know, the things that we like to pretend are moral issues, like, well, should people be allowed to smoke marijuana? Like, here in Colorado, the government legalized, I'm making air quotes, marijuana. Well, now, the city of Denver is in the process, it may or may not happen, of making it illegal to smoke marijuana, which is quote-unquote legal, any place in that can be viewed from a public area. So if you're on your front porch and somebody standing on this public sidewalk can see you on your front porch, it will be illegal to smoke marijuana, right? So, I mean, things like that. We in this society like to pretend that that sort of thing is a moral issue. This is really heavy-handed moral shit and we need to it's not. It's just fucking bullshit to distract you from the fact that King Hussein Obama I and II is murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots. And it's to distract you from the fact that if you include men who are raped in the military and men who are raped in prison, the number of male rape victims in the United States actually outnumbers the number of female rape victims. Right? It's to distract you from the fact that the government is actually poisoning food that people are growing because people are growing this food and it's not being bought from the multi-billion-dollar agricultural corporations. You know, these arguments are there to distract you from the things like the military-industrial complex and the prison-industrial complex and the agricultural-industrial complex. These aren't real moral issues. There's only, at the most, 10 real moral issues in our society. And the question of where does abortion fit in and what can be done about it, you know, is it murder, is it not murder? If it is murder, what can we do to prevent it? And so forth and so on. I mean, this is the only one left that really there's any room left to struggle with and seek solutions, right? I mean, arson, I think we fucking figured out that burning down buildings is wrong. Okay, rape, I think, you know, there's still, the feminazis want to have a lot of convolutions around rape. See, you know, all sex is rape. They want everything to be rape. So rape requires a little work yet, just in the sense that there's real rape and then there's, like, you know, date rape where it's 3 weeks after she had sex with some guy and she decides she really didn't feel like having sex that night and now it's rape. So there's some issues there to deal with. Murder, I think, you know, again, it's pretty clear. If you work for the government, if you're King Hussein Obama, if you have a badge, if you're a government employee, you can murder anybody you want. If you're not a government employee, then you don't get to kill people. Our society is very, very clear that that's what they support. That was a little bit of sarcasm. Some of you might have got that. But, yeah, I mean, there it is. This, until men start giving birth, the issue is about women's bodies. Well, no. No, it's actually not. It's also about the child's body. So let's just do this one real quick. And this is an example of using logic and reasoning and figuring things out. And believe me, this was pretty painful for me because I used to be an abortion wacko. And I was all about killing the babies. I remember going past a pro-life movement and hanging out of a pro-life protest. Yes, they were having a movement right out there on the sidewalk. They're taking a dump. And hang on a second. I'm uploading some files. I need to check on this. Oh, God, this is slow. All right. I remember somebody else was driving the car. I was in the passenger side. We went past these anti-abortion wackos who were protesting, and I was hanging out the window of the car screaming, "Kill the babies! Kill the babies!" It was funny. Anyhow, I used to be an abortion wacko, so I get it. Again, this is thinking is hard. So here it is. This is just pure logic. Anybody out there who can point out the discrepancy in this, you fucking lay it on me. Here we go. This is really fucking painful. It's going to hurt. I'm telling you, it's going to fucking hurt. Okay, here we go. You have a woman, and she's 6 weeks pregnant. She's drinking alcohol and smoking cigarettes. What would you say to her? You would say, "You shouldn't do that because it's going to harm the baby." Now, if a woman who's 6 weeks pregnant is smoking cigarettes and drinking alcohol, and that's going to harm the baby, if that woman then goes in an abortion clinic and has her vagina vacuumed out, isn't that also going to harm the baby? Biologically speaking, isn't that going to harm the baby? If you there's no way you can answer anything to that other than yes. If you can tell me how the woman smoking cigarettes and drinking alcohol will harm the baby, but how having her vagina vacuumed out will not harm the baby, strictly talking biological here, biological science, if you can explain that to me, I fucking want to hear it. I mean that. I am 100% sincere. I want you to explain that to me. I will shut up and let you talk. Now that we've established that biologically speaking, abortion does harm something. Now also, you could be happily to admit to me that a pregnant woman can drink alcohol and smoke tobacco. I mean, that's the easy way around that. All you have to do is say to me, "Well, no, great one, if a woman's pregnant and she wants to smoke cigarettes and drink alcohol, I'm totally fine with that." And see, that's the flaw in my argument that I'm making. I suspect none of you out there have the balls to say a woman can smoke tobacco and drink alcohol while she's pregnant. Now, the way you'll get around this is you will say, "Well, but it's not a baby, it's a choice. If she chooses to have the baby, then it's a baby. But if she chooses not to have it, then it's an unviable tissue mass." And again, this is like me saying, "Well, I can choose that this is a bucket of rocks, or I can choose that it's a bucket of water." Well, no, it's either a bucket of rocks or it's a bucket of water. Right, whether or not the thing in her womb is a potential baby, because it depends, what's a baby? Does it have to be out of the birth canal before it becomes a baby? You know, could we have fetus, is a baby, whatever. You know, is the thing in her womb a fetus, or is it an inviolable tissue mass? Biologically, scientifically speaking, you know, using logical reasoning, using objective, verifiable truth statements, it can be a fetus or it can be an unviable tissue mass, but it can't fucking be both based on somebody else's decision. So then your final recourse is going to be to say, "Well, but okay, yeah, it's a fetus, but it's a parasite on the mother's body, and that's what gives her the right to decide if it lives and dies." That's like the last refuge that everybody goes to. including me. I used that for a long time. And yeah, okay, so it is. So it's a parasite. You know, there's the one argument that I've actually heard, and I'm actually not a huge fan of this one, but there's an argument made, well, but as science gets better, yada yada, you know, we could pull the fetus out earlier, we can keep it alive in a tank or whatever. And I mean, okay, yes, scientifically, sure, that may be true. I'm not convinced that's necessarily the best course of action. But here's the thing, if you're going to make the parasite argument, here's the problem. First of all, the child, after it comes out of the womb, after it slides out of the birth control, after the child slides out of the birth canal, it's still a fucking parasite on its mother. News fucking flash. It's a parasite on its mother. I've always half jokingly, half seriously said that I would completely support abortion if women were allowed to abort their children up to their 18th birthday or until they move out of the house, whichever comes first. So the baby is still a parasite on its mother. And if we are judging the value, well, I don't even know if I like saying the value of human life. I mean, there's a place for that. But I want to keep this as objective as possible. If we're judging the, what's the word I'm looking for? See, this is what thinking looks like. Thinking's not always pretty. Sometimes it involves not talking for a minute and actually thinking. If we're looking for some way to assign some sort of, I guess I'm going to go with value because I can't think of a better word, value to a life in the sense that we're saying, okay, this life can be terminated. And again, you know, I'm saying biological life here, okay? A person in a coma has biological life. A fetus has biological life. Now again, this is where the, you know, so those are truth statements. Those are objective facts. You cannot argue that a fetus does not have biological life. There's cellular activity going on. Now there's a different argument, and this is the argument that feminists like Rob desperately want to exclude men from, you know, is the argument of, is that biological life, the fact that this fetus has cellular activity, does that make it a human? Does that make abortion murder? See, that's a very different question from the question of, does a fetus have biological life? Is yes, it has biological life. So if we're saying an entity that has biological life, that has cellular activity, doesn't have enough value that the cellular activity is allowed to continue because it's a parasite, okay, then how do we extrapolate this to somebody in a coma? Because somebody in a coma is dependent, right? How do we extrapolate this to small children who are parasites on their parents, right? The person in a coma is a parasite on the hospital staff and the machinery. What about retarded children who can't survive on their own, severely retarded or like Down syndrome and things like that? What about them? How do we extrapolate to them? What about people who are on welfare and WIC and who without government subsidies will not be able to afford housing and buy food? I mean, those people are parasites on those of us who have jobs and pay taxes in the current statist society. So if we're going to say the fetus is actually an unviable tissue mass and can be killed because the mother chose to kill it because it is a parasite on her, then utilizing that logic, that leads me to the conclusion that because I pay taxes, I should be allowed to go out and kill people who receive welfare.